Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupps.
Good morning to all of you out there. Great to have you with us today. It's Thursday, and boy, are we in it today. What am I talking about? Well, a couple of really important things here. You know, the show is about, it's really about helping you change your world. In all seriousness, folks, that's the reason I do this radio show. The reason I get up really early in the morning to do this radio show is that we can have discussions about the important things that are happening politically in our world and that we, in fact, can have meaningful discussions that give you thoughts and phrases and ideas about how you can have meaningful discussions with people in your world that are persuadable. It's the only way we're going to change people's hearts, folks. And this is how you really move people in their thinking politically. Their hearts have to change. Folks, it's not just their minds. It's their hearts. So there's a couple of issues today. Both of them are related to us in Oregon. And I want to talk about this. And then I also want to talk about something that's happening in Washington State. This is incredibly disturbing, and it is one of the reasons why I am helping with my grandson's education, public education, to not become public anymore. They're in private school, and they're in private school for a reason. And you're not going to believe, but I'm going to read you. I want to thank Jeff Huebler, who works for Senator Kim Thatcher in the legislature. I want to thank him for sending me this particular document. You are not going to believe what got sent home with children, two parents in Washington State. See, my grandsons live in Pasco, Washington, or the Tri-Counties area, Tri-Cities area, rather, not Tri-County. And this is the reason why. If they're doing this in Washington State, folks, it'll soon be here, if it isn't already. You're not going to believe it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, thanks to Dwight. Sent me a great Johnny Cash. It's a video of Johnny Cash being interviewed in 1975. And here's what Dwight writes. Here is some history dating back to 1975. We should be teaching this in our classrooms instead of critical race theory. This is for patriots, short and sweet. And it is. It is a great video, and I'm going to put it up on the show plan today because I have never seen this, first of all. And it is Johnny Cash reciting a poem, which is actually a song. And it's about the flag. And it is powerful, friends. Very powerful. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So there is a couple of stories, both of them having to be in OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting. The first one is about Oregon House Democrats say there's still work to be done in educating their colleagues on racial justice. And this is about Bill Post and Mike Nierman having stood up, having the courage. And yeah, we're a little upset at Bill these days for his vote on getting rid of Mike Nierman. But even, even people who are deceived in their hearts about what they think is the right thing to do can get it right sometimes. And this story is all about these two Senate joint memorials that were being debated on the floor. Now, joint memorials, and we did them when I served in the House of Representatives, and they are somewhat meaningless because they go to Congress. And Congress doesn't pay any attention at all. Now, they are statements, however, and they get alluded to later. They get used and justified in the actions that are controversial down the road. And all of this is part of the radical leftist transformation of America that Barack Obama championed so powerfully. Well, Senate Joint Memorials 2 and 4, as this OPB story points out, one of them asked Congress to delete language from the U.S. Constitution that says slavery is an acceptable punishment, as well as to urge federal lawmakers to reexamine reparations for Americans who are descendants of formerly enslaved people. No amount of money. Just ask the Native Americans of this country. No amount of money that you could give them, throw at them, will change the historical context of what happened. No amount of money will make it all better. Not even that which was passed by the Oregon Senate, the reparations bill for blacks. Because you see, it's not the actual money. We know that. It's the issue. The Democrats, the race baiters, will never want, and that's what they are, folks. They are race baiters. They know that this issue leaves Republicans generally cowering in the corner, begging not to be flogged to death. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. And they know that this is the issue that will be spun by the leftist K-12 public education system and by families who have a racial justice agenda. Instead of bringing us together in harmony and moving on, remember that moveon.org, it's still around. That's what these Democrat legislators in this article are saying. We can't just move on. How does that bring unity? You tell me, to America, if you demand constantly that every liberal leftist idea that destroys human dignity, that destroys human potential, if every one of those leftist ideas are now being called racist, if you oppose them. And that's what this article is all about, because Bill Post and Mike Nierman stood up and used both of those arguments, talking about dignity and talking about Bill Post saying he went to Arkansas, visited family, learned his family once owned slaves. And he said it was terrible. I'm ashamed of my family. But I'm not going to vote for this issue of saying we got to change, remove these words from the U.S. Constitution. Where's Jeff Merkley? Where's Ron Wyden? Where are all the Democrats in the U.S. congressional delegation? Why haven't they been standing up for this? Nierman's speech during the discussion of Senate Joint Memorial 2 questioned the merits of the entire effort, period, because Congress never pays any attention. But he did talk about, he believes, here's what he said. He believes humans find their dignity and their productivity in whatever they do, from their careers or being a parent or volunteer work or hobbies. Is that not true? Of course it is. When we take, he's quoted here, said, when we take away from people that, when we take that away from people, their work is what he means. that has consequences that go to the very depths of what it means to be human. I fear this proposal, if it were enacted, would give these kinds of consequences. It would deprive people of their dignity. And he describes where he visited the Oregon State Penitentiary once, and he went to the wood shop, and he talked to prisoners there. And he said they don't engage in behavioral problems because they don't want to lose their job, because to them, prisoners who make pennies on the dollar, it's the dignity, the self-respect. Now, because of these arguments, the leftist legislators advancing these racially discriminatory, racially divisive ideas, and that's what these are, folks. They're not healing in any way, and they're not meant to be healing. They are meant to continually create the impact that America is systemically racist, and it always has been systemically racist. And they say they can't understand how these legislators don't get it. Don't get it that we have to engage in all manner of racial justice teachings, laws, speeches, because we can't just move on. And that's what Bill Post said. We need to just move on. To what? To healing. To a colorblind society. Isn't that what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about? That you're judged by the content of your character and not the color of your skin. Isn't that what we should be aspiring to? But these leftist legislators, as this story bears it out, these leftist legislators are using the issue to keep racial division alive. Now, what is this show about? You know what it's about, persuading the persuadables. Could you have a discussion about this with someone who's a persuadable in your world, whatever world that is? Could you talk about this in a meaningful way? Could you talk about this by saying, how does it help us heal when these kinds of bills, which are, they're just memorials to Congress, which Congress doesn't even pay attention to, but what does it say? How does it help us heal when this continually beats the drum of racial divide? Using race to continue to divide us rather than letting us move on and say, we are a colorblind society. We are doing our best to judge the content of your character rather than by the color of your skin. 503-589-1220 is the Power View of GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. And then the other story. Yeah. Thanks to Fred and the boys hanging around, a House bill that is going to require overtime pay for farm workers may have life again. Thanks, Fred. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will do my best to read them on the air. By the way, last night I got a text from Lars late. The summertime, so I'm out harvesting crops right now. I've been out cutting grass seed, and by the time I get done and get home and get a shower and get ready to go to bed, it's 10 o'clock. And so I got a text from Lars about 10. And he said, in fact, I'll share it with you. And it's pretty simple. The story is, sources say, and this is KXL.com, the entire Portland Police Rapid Response Team resigns. Now, I don't know. Let's see. Is that on the Oregonian website this morning? Ta-da, ta-da. There is a story here that says that Oregon students shouldn't have to prove they can write or do math to get a diploma, according to a bill passed by Oregon lawmakers. Yep. So no longer, thanks to Fred and the boys hanging around, no longer are your kids going to have to prove they can actually do math or they can read or write at a basic high school level to get a diploma now. Nope. We're just going to let them go. Oh, and you know this thing about, there's another bill, and this is on the Oregonian webpage. Bill that would change Oregon's pretrial release system, though keep the cash bail, moves through the legislature. You suppose that would be have anything to do with social justice warrior Multnomah County DA Mike Schmidt not prosecuting over 1,000 people who got arrested during the violent protests and riots last summer? Suppose that would have anything to do with it? Nah, of course not. Thanks, Fred. By the way, those of you who are maybe... apparently, Fred Girard may be showing up tonight to the Marion County PCP meeting. Those of you who want to confront him about some of these things, do so nicely, but be firm in your resolve. It's not just Senate Bill 554. It's about, hey, Fred, how do you feel about this bill giving overtime pay to farm workers? House Bill 2358. Oh, yeah, you're going to fight against it. Oh, yeah, just like you did the gun bill. You know what, Fred? What's the result? Stuff like this that is going to deeply negatively impact farmers is going to get passed because you decided to hang around when you could have negotiated your way back into the building and still got the $4 million. And you could have killed bills like this. How about that, Fred? Why didn't you do that again? The way you did three times priorly when you walked out. Yep. That's right. Anyway, I don't see anything on the Oregonian's website. Maybe I've missed it. About the entire Portland Police Rapid Response Team resigning. So I wrote Lars back and I said, wow, just the beginning of a mass exodus? He writes back and says, so when Antifa lights the city up again, who are you going to call? And of course, I couldn't help myself. I said, Ghostbusters! Oh, I got an email from a state employee who shall never be named. What is the show platform? I don't have Facebook. Is the show platform on the KSLM website? Yes, it is. Glad you asked. KSLM.news. Go to podcasts. Click on Political Coffee. And every day's radio show is up there. And almost every day I put up the actual stories and the links to them on that show plan for that day. You can listen to the entire show on the podcast and you can read the stories. KSLM.news. Go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. How are you today? What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. Oh, I had to call in on this situation. What you were talking about. This garbage that our Democratic Party here in the state of Oregon and actually across the country, they tell these lies, okay, about the black community, you know, that slavery is what ruined them and the whole nine yards. But the simple fact of the matter is, Jeff, there are hundreds of thousands of successful black people in this country who go out, work hard, make a decent living, and they're quite happy with being American citizens. And I can give you a list. Well, let's just start here. Herman Cain, okay, Larry Elder. You know, the list of the black people that are a part of the Republican Party are successful and absolutely disagree with this reparations garbage. The simple fact of the matter is the problem in the black community and the white community, Jeff, is that families that don't stay together have a mother and father. White people and black people can have problems, end up in jail, and it's a proven fact. The facts are on our side, and we have to call, excuse my language here, but a spade, and tell it like it is. We cannot allow the dang Democratic Party to continue to spew your their lies about America and our problems. Our problems are that the family structure has eroded over the years, and that erosion has created, quote unquote, the situation that we have.
You are right, and that is a direct result of public policy. Well said. And you're right. We can't allow that. Means we got to speak up, friends. Thank you, Art. 6:30 in the morning. Don't go away. Be right back. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends, 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Lo and behold, of course, I mentioned the Lars text message to me late last night. And of course, it pops up on Oregon Watchdog. It is on KXL.com. The entire Portland Police Rapid Response Team resigns because one of the members, a criminal indictment of Corey Budworth, one of the officers on this team, was indicted. He was charged with assault for actions during the August 18th riot in Southeast Portland. It's a witch hunt, folks. Social justice warrior, DA, catch and release Mike Schmidt. You know, catch him, release him. Who campaigned for office saying he would look for an opportunity to indict a cop. Schmidt has declined to prosecute over 80% of the more than 1,000 crimes charged against rioters last year. But Lars wrote, Portland Police Bureau has not yet commented. That's what you get, folks. Elections have consequences, don't they? I think they do. 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Here's what we're talking about. House Democrats say Republicans, well, they got a long way to go. They got to get educated to racial justice because they would dare to stand up and oppose meaningless memorials sent to Congress, all meant to stoke and keep alive the fires of racial division, friends, rather than healing. Because Bill Post stood up and said, in opposing them, he wanted to move on. He had learned that his family had actually owned slaves years ago in the South, and he was ashamed of it. But this didn't heal anything. Neither would reparations. Because you see, you know, it's still the issue they want. Doesn't matter if you give them money. The money ain't going to heal anything. Ask the Native Americans. Dignity and respect is what they want. But isn't that earned? Do you get dignity and respect because of your skin color? Or do we all earn it like Martin Luther King Jr. said? Or you're judged by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin. Now, we're also talking about this bill to grant overtime pay to Oregon farm workers. It gets a last-ditch effort. House Bill 2358. It was dead. But they decided by amendment. House rules, that's the committee that stays open forever, and you get to do whatever. It would soften. They did an amendment to soften the impact of it. It would earmark $100 million to help farmers with some of their overtime costs over the next 3 years. Friends, do you have any idea? You know what this means? You're probably thinking to yourself, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know, I don't care. I mean, farmers ought to pay overtime pay, just like everybody else. Well, let me ask you something. Would it matter to you if it raised your cost of food? What? Huh? What do you mean it would raise my cost of food? Well, it would. Because now a farmer has to say to the people he's selling his food to, you know what? My cost just went up again. You're going to have to give me more money. And if you're not going to give me more money for that crop, you know, say them cucumbers or that head of lettuce or those carrots or those potatoes that we grow, if you're not going to give me more money for that, well, maybe I just won't grow that. Because you see, farmers like me grow crops to make a profit. That's why we do it. And if we can't make a profit, will we continue to grow it? Do you think we have this unending source of money that allows us to just keep growing crops at a loss and making and losing money? I can guarantee you, folks, we don't. Neither should any business. So you just won't grow it. What does that mean? Well, it means, just by human logic, if there is less of something in the marketplace, does the price go up or down? You know, it goes up, doesn't it? If there is more of something in the marketplace, what happens? Price goes down. So if you're going to have less food grown in Oregon by Oregon farmers because of a bill like this, it's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to lead to greater mechanization, which costs jobs. Ask the unions that, which is why they always oppose mechanization, efficiencies in business. But also it means your prices are going to go up. Is that okay with you? You know who's responsible for this? Yep. Fred Gerard. Fred and the boys. Oh, yeah, they're going to fight against it. You bet. They're going to stand up and they're going to talk about how bad this is for farmers and how much it's going to hurt the middle class and the poor because it's going to raise their cost of food. And you know what's the end result? Fred, the bill's going to pass because you can't stop it. Just like the bill, the gun bill, Senate Bill 554, that you refuse to walk over. Yeah, you stood up and you fought against, used every tool you could, except the one that actually works, and that's called walking out. You used that, and you still lost, Fred. And your actions, Fred, are hurting your constituents. Why, you don't deserve to serve anymore. because your heart is deceived into you thinking that this is the right thing to do. When you could have got everything you got anyway and killed these bills. And yet you have the nerve tonight, Fred, apparently, to show up at the Marion County PCP meeting to justify your actions. The Marion County Republican Party ought to be censuring you, Fred, because of stuff like this and a lot of other things that are going to get passed now in the last couple of weeks of this legislative session because you, Fred, are deceived. You're too arrogant. You think you're smarter than everybody else. You can negotiate your way. Well, how's that working out, Fred? You got your $4 million. You got bought off. You sold us out for $4 million, Fred. How's that working out? Now, folks, if you confront Fred tonight, if he actually has the courage to show up, if you confront him tonight, do so with a little passion, but don't do so with hate or divisiveness in your heart, because that's every bit as bad as what Fred has done, because it ain't going to help you a bit. You got to hold him accountable. That's what a recall is about. It's like disciplining your children. You have to. What happens if you don't? You know what happens. It ain't good. Same reason why you can't let politicians like Fred remain deluded and deceived the way they are. You got to hold them accountable. So if you hold them accountable tonight by asking him, so what's the end result, Fred? These bad bills still get passed. I still lost my First Amendment or my Second Amendment rights to defend my family and my home. Now I'm a criminal. I'm a felon, Fred, because you wouldn't walk out and negotiate your way back in the building for the 4 million. And don't let him tell you that, well, we couldn't do that this time. That's a lie. That's the deceit. He has believed himself in his heart. It's a lie. Ask him why. Well, you walked out 3 times prior and it worked then, didn't it, Fred? You mean to tell me, Fred, you couldn't negotiate your way back? You're this master negotiator. You think you're the brightest guy in the room. You couldn't negotiate with Kate Brown and Peter Courtney to still get your $4 million. Yeah, right. I'm sorry, folks. I'll get over it. And I promise you I will get to this flyer that was sent home in Washington State, because this is coming to Oregon, folks. You're not going to believe what they are telling kids as young as the age of 11. It's okay to have sex. Yeah, that's coming up. But I got to get to Glenn. Glenn, sorry. Had to do that little rant. I'm apologizing. Thanks for calling. What do you say?
Yeah, great rant. But the racial justice, the food justice, educational justice, the family of faith versus the secular humanism of America. Our payroll tax deductions are funding all this. Even you admit, many of us are still paying taxes to the secular world's education system and paying for a private education for our own family members. Double, right. We're paying double for everything.
Oh, yeah, we are. We
and
are.
What, I mean,
it costs $7,500 a piece for my two grandsons, $15,000 a year, to have them in a private Christian school.
But,
and
Jeff,
and they're still paying their property taxes for public schools. And their income
That's
tax
correct.
In Washington. Well, they don't have income tax in Washington State. They have other taxes, sales tax.
But how many people from rural Washington, eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, northern California sent their kids to the secular universities on the coast in California, Washington, Oregon, and they came back home contaminated, and was hard for the parents to fix them.
That story
for how many years?
Repeated every day. It's every day. Folks, we hear those stories in anecdotally, and they're absolutely true, and we're paying for it. That's why we got to stand up. Great point. 6:48, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I apologize. I've been so remiss. My passion and my ranting today to not share with you the opportunities you have to benefit from some of the great companies that support this radio station and this show. Among them, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations. They really do incredible work in your home and don't disrupt your life. If you ever had a bad experience like that, it's no fun. You know it. So go with confidence. Contact Righteous Renovations. You'll check out their website, righteousrenovations.com. They specialize in taking care of you, their customer, doing it right, not disrupting your life when they're doing a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. See the great pictures on their website and the customer testimonials, righteousrenovations.com. Wolfie writes me an email about overtime. And Fred, he says, tell Fred you're okay with overtime as long as you also receive overtime for any day you work on your farm longer than 8 hours. Hey, Fred, why don't you do that? Why don't you introduce an amendment that says, you know, we ought to pay farmers overtime, the business owner, for working more than 8 hours, right? Yeah, see how far that goes. Julie writes an email about graduation rates, since apparently the Oregon legislature, because Fred and the boys hung around, passed a bill that says, hey, you don't have to read and write and arithmetic. You don't have to do any of that to prove to get graduated. Julie writes this, graduation rates, number one. So the kiddos don't have to be able to read or write or cipher the graduate high school. This makes me wonder why people go to school to learn or to teach. Number two, can't teach history because most of it's revisionist. A degree in creative writing would be more congruent. I agree with that. Number three, can't teach science because it's been redefined by the powers to be. A degree in political science might be more useful than one in biology. Boy, isn't that true. Number four, can't teach literature because the kiddos can't read because they haven't been taught to read, a skill not required for graduation. Number five, can't teach math. Requires one answer and requires students to think, something not encouraged since I have retired from teaching. Jeff Kubler writes a story about Ohio, Synaxios.com, an Ohio member of the Ohio House got expelled. Oh, goody. And then Rich writes an email about Senator Hurd, the new GOP leader. So where is Senator Hurd on repercussions of the six senators that stayed in the legislature? Well, he's been pretty silent, just to be honest with you. Now, I know why, because there's open warfare, folks, in the Senate Republican caucus. I mean, you had these two senators, two rhinos, who stuck around with Fred to introduce that bill to make it illegal for Dallas Hurd or Dennis Linthicum to serve as officers of any Republican party. There's open warfare. You would think he would be defending himself. No, he just doesn't seem to be. And Rich writes follow-up email about Washington State. Yes, Washington State doesn't have some of the taxes we have as of yet, laugh out loud. I'm sure coming soon to their state. Washington, Oregon want to be left like California, where they tax everything. Yeah, that's sadly true. Also, I want to thank ProBioscience for being another one of the sponsors of this radio show. They make the very best CBD products that make you feel better, and they do, folks. I use them. I use their tincture to help me sleep better at night, and I certainly use the pain stick when I got aches and pains because it really works. You can buy with great confidence CBD products from ProBioscience. Why? Because, first of all, they're based here in Salem. You can talk to them. They can prove to you that everything you're paying for, you're actually getting, number one, which you don't always get when you buy this stuff online or even on the store shelves. You don't know where that stuff's coming from. They buy only Oregon-grown CBD, which is by far the best in the nation because Oregon has the toughest rules in growing it. Check out all of their great products, including some for your pets, at pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. If you buy anything online, use the discount code for the month, June, the word father, 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. This, you would not believe, this flyer that came home with students in Washington State. I'm looking at a picture of it, and I will put this on, if I can find out how to do it, it'll be on the show plan, which again, you can find at kslm.news. Click on podcasts, scroll down to Political Coffee, click on that, click on today's show. It'll be up probably 30 minutes after we're done with the show today. It's at the top of this, it says age of minority and consent for sex. You are considered, it says, a minor if you're under 18 years of age. That's the only thing on it that's good. The rest of it, listen, you're not going to believe this. The age of consent is considered to be 16. Not that you're a minor at 18. That's what they say. And then it says, this is not a crime if you are 11 years of age and have sex with somebody 2 years older than you are. It's not a crime if you're 12 to 13 and you have sex with someone who is 3 years older or less. It's not a crime if you're 14 or 15 and have sex with somebody who is 4 years older or less. And then it says, STDs and HIV testing and treatment. If you're 14 years or older, you do not need permission from your parent or guardian to get tested for STDs or HIV or get treatment. Birth control. You are allowed to get a prescription for birth control without your parent or guardian's permission. Emergency contraception. You can buy Plan B emergency. That's the pill, you know, that kills the baby inside your womb. You can get Plan B emergency contraception at local pharmacies without a prescription at any age. Condoms. You can get a condom at any age. An abortion, you do not need to get a permission from your parent or guardian to get an abortion at any age. It says in big letters. Now, if you're an 11-year-old and you're given this at school, what message do you think that sends to you? It says it's not a crime if you have sex with somebody who's 2 years older than you are and you're 11. How many of you parents thinks it's a good idea that your tax dollars are being used to, first of all, print this stuff up and send it home with your kids? Now, this is happening in Washington State. What? Or maybe I should say, how long until this happens here in Oregon? Now, in Oregon, it's a Measure 11 crime to do what this says is okay. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air, by the way, also for being another one of our great sponsors. We're going to have really hot days coming up in the 90s. If you're not going to be cool at home, call Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. That's their website. Next point, that's tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Keep praying, keep fighting, and believe in what you know is right. See you tomorrow.